trust.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there for free. Again, freetalklive.com. We give you the site for free when those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you a bunch of money for their sites. So I think you'll find that we give you more for free than they will even be charging you for. So enjoy all over at freetalklive.com. Plus, the Free Talk Live website allows you, the listener, to influence the things we'll talk about on the airwaves by submitting show prep suggestions to the site. And then other listeners will go ahead and take a look at those suggestions and decide whether they like or dislike them and vote appropriately on them. And then the most voted up, the most liked, will make it to the front page of the site, the top of the site, meaning we're more likely to see them and therefore more likely to talk about them. So head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. So joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
Sean, good to have you here. I think this might be the first time you've been on the show in the beginning when I was on the show. Because
I think it is, yeah.
The last two times you were on, I ended up... Let's see, one of them I ended up in, well, not quite behind bars, but under arrest. And then the other one was, what was the circumstance there?
You were at Cheshire TV, I believe.
Oh, yes, a local important meeting that I had to attend. So thanks for being here to help out, Mark. And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything at 800-259-9231. To start things out here tonight, we get to the valedictorian story. That's what we I promised last night, or what we mentioned last night and never got to it. In fact, rumor has it she might even be listening tonight. So the word is from SwiftKickOnline.com, where last month Erica Goldson graduated as valedictorian, and that means somebody who's real smart, right?
Well, they've done well in school.
Valedictorian, presumably you'd either have to be really good at cheating or you'd have to be pretty smart, right?
I can't imagine.
To be a valedictorian.
The cheating is something you can get away with now and then. It is the rare person that manages to do it consistently over time. And that's going to, getting caught once or twice is really going to put a dent in your numbers.
So would it be fair to say that this young lady's probably pretty intelligent?
I'd say that's fair to say.
All right. So instead of using her graduation speech, she graduated from Coxsackie Athens High School. Instead of using her speech to celebrate the triumph of her victory, the school, and the teachers that made it happen, she channeled her inner Ivan Ilyich and deconstructed the logic of a valedictorian and the whole educational system. She originally posted her full speech on Sign of the Times, SOTT.net, and SwiftKick has reprinted it in its entirety. We will share it with you here. Here I stand. She said this in front of her class. There is a story of a young but earnest Zen student who approached his teacher and asked the master, "If I work very hard and diligently, how long will it take for me to find Zen?" The master thought about this and then replied, 10 years. The student then said, "But what if I work very, very hard and really apply myself to learn fast? How long then?" Replied the master, "Well, 20 years. But if I really, really work at it, how long then?" asked the student. 30 years, replied the master. "But I don't understand," said the disappointed student. "At each time that I will say I work harder, you say it will take me longer. Why do you say that?" replied the master. "When you have one eye on the goal, you only have one eye on the path." This is the dilemma I faced within the American education system. We're so focused on a goal, whether it be passing a test or graduating as first in the class. However, in this way, we don't really learn. We do whatever it takes to achieve our original objective. Now, some of you may be thinking, well, if you pass a test or become valedictorian, didn't you learn something? Well, yes, you learned something, but not all you could have. Perhaps you only learned how to memorize names, places, and dates to later on forget in order to clear your mind for the next test. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah,
sounds like school I went to.
That sounds that, absolutely. Think about you had to learn all the states and their capitals. What kind of how useful is this information? Even if you still know it,
I
guess
don't.
It's mildly useful to kind of make you look smart. But I mean, we have the internet to be able to answer questions like that. you know, what's the capital of Bolivia? I can go to Wikipedia to find out La Paz. I don't know.
Back then we had encyclopedias. I didn't have the internet when they were making you do stuff like that. But
right.
Certainly information was available and is more so available now. But, yeah, that is what a lot of school is. It's just rote memorization.
By the way, Mark, the capital of Bolivia is Sucre.
Huh, man.
Ha, eat it. So.
You think they changed it?
So, no. Yeah, I mean, that's what happens in these government schools. And what's interesting is because, and we'll get back to her speech in a moment, but what's interesting is because people are raised in this paradigm of, well, the government has to provide education, just like they're raised in this paradigm of, well, the government has to take out the trash, which is not the truth here in Keene, New Hampshire, and there are private trash pickup services, and none of them are government-related.
They drive around in trash trucks, though.
Who?
The trash pickup services. Like, they drive around in trash trucks. They look just like a government. You wouldn't know the difference.
Well, no, you would, because these guys are a lot more flexible and reasonable. That they're actually trying to please their customers.
I mean, if you happen
if
to
you
be...
If you were glancing at
them. Yeah, if you're just going through town, you didn't know any better.
Right. So, yeah, but people are so used to this government school paradigm that if you threaten that idea, if you, as we've been here in the Keene area doing middle school, high school outreach, talking about how school, as it is, it's pretty crappy. Called the School Sucks Outreach. We're outreaching for the School Sucks Project, School Sucks Podcast, which is a great, great little show available online at schoolsucksproject.com. But people are very upset about it. Some people are very upset. How dare you? My children are getting a great education. But it's just like Erica says here. Okay, well, maybe they're getting a better education than some of the other kids in government school. You know, if you're not in a ghetto, then you might be at a better government school because for whatever reason, the you know, they just don't get the best schools at the in the ghetto. Unless it's a charter school, in which case then they really do a great job. So, yeah, they don't understand what they're missing, I guess, is the point she makes there, and she's absolutely spot on. If you don't, if you're not in that, if you're not of that paradigm, if you are, you know, deep within the government school paradigm, then you'll see that, well, our government school's got an A+. They must be great. Okay, I'll give it to you that they're better than other government schools, but what are you missing out on? What kind of innovative methods of educating does this school not have? Because it doesn't have to compete with any significant at any significant level with other schools. What are you missing out on?
I mean, if you think about an organization that has a monopoly, and there's no way it's difficult to argue that government schools have a monopoly. They have a virtual monopoly because you have to pay for them even if you don't have to go to them. So you can choose to send your kid to a private school, but you still have to pay the $10,000 a year or whatever in property taxes that you pay in order to fund them. So, you know, what's their purpose in getting better at what they're doing? Competition? Well, they've been sliding down the world's the U.S. Public schools have been sliding down, or the education level of U.S. students has been sliding down the world scale. We're like 50th. And after World War II, we were number one.
And it kept getting worse after the federal government got its mitts involved, and it's been getting worse since the government got involved, period. And, of course, there's an interesting history behind all that that has to do with Protestantism and Catholicism and fighting it out and trying to influence as many people as they possibly could. But back to Erica. So she says, school is not all that it can be. Right now, it's a place for most people to determine that their goal is to get out as soon as possible. I am now accomplishing that goal. I am graduating. I should look at this as a positive experience, especially being at the top of my class. However, in retrospect, I cannot say that I'm any more intelligent than my peers. I can attest that I'm only the best at doing what I'm told and working the system. Yet here I stand, and I'm supposed to be proud that I've completed this period of indoctrination. I will leave in the fall to go on to the next phase expected of me in order to receive a paper document that certifies that I am capable of work. But I contest that I am a human being, a thinker, an adventurer, not a worker. A worker is someone who's trapped within repetition, a slave of the system set up before him. But now I have successfully shown that I was the best slave. I did what I was told to the extreme. While others sat in class and doodled to later become great artists, I sat in class to take notes and become a great test taker. girl's pretty awesome. We'll come back with more of her speech to her graduating high school class as valedictorian. 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Always are invited to take control of the airwaves, whatever's on your mind, at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site free, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners to this program. You can see them, and if you're a lady listener, get involved over at shrine.freetalklive.com, shrine www.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project. If you're about as fed up with the government indoctrination camps as Erica is here, we're reading a speech from a valedictorian and what she had to say about her experience in government education. If you're about fed up with that and fed up with the rest of the state telling you what to do, owning your life, owning your labor, the fruits of your labor, just tired of it, go to freestateproject.org. Learn about the thousands of liberty-minded people that are getting together all into the same place and getting active. I was out with a number of them today. It was an activism day for me. I didn't get any work done. And Sean was out with me this morning. We drove and we went out to Concord, where one of the activists was being investigated. It wasn't like a public trial quite, but she was subpoenaed to come before some kind of a hearing board of, I don't know what it was like, because they wouldn't let anybody inside except for one other person in the attorney general's office to, I guess, accuse her of practicing law without a permission slip. And so went there with
when it's in fact the law that you can do so here in the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah, well, supposedly. But nonetheless, they're going after her anyway because she's rattled the wrong cage, I suppose. She believes that it's because she helped somebody out with the town clerk in Grafton, New Hampshire, and the town clerk didn't like that very much.
Government agents don't like it when you come after them.
Nope. So they went after her, and there was a big group of folks that turned out this morning to support her.
Yeah, quite a few out there, including somebody who was possibly also practicing law without a license. There was a man in a black dress with
That's a wig, right.
And he looked kind of like he might have been a judge or something.
Yeah, that was great. There was a bunch of people there, and we actually got to meet Dick Tracy. And that's another story for another time. But and then later on, we went down to David Krause's trial. He's one of the keen activists that was arrested outside at the 420 celebration during the Liberty Forum, where they had a huge crackdown. All the police showed up from Nashua, or a bunch of them showed up from Nashua and arrested multiple people. And now is the trial. So half a year later, David was put on trial for so-called disorderly conduct and was found guilty. And he is appealing, by the way, to a jury trial. So that's the first time that's ever happened, that anybody, any activist has ever actually appealed a decision. So he was found guilty and given two six-month consecutive sentences, both suspended, meaning if he were to get in trouble again within a year's period of time, they would hit him with that year in jail. So that's what happened there. And he put up a real good defense about that. He kind of went for the constitutional perspective and pointed out some of the points in the New Hampshire Constitution, which is a great constitution. They don't follow it, but it's a great constitution. He pointed out these points, and of course they ignored them entirely. But it was really neat, and he did a good job, and I support him, and that's why he came out today.
Yeah, it was a very interesting trial.
So people support each other here in New Hampshire. You try getting what would you say, at least a dozen people in the pews there at the, if you want to call them that.
It is a church of sorts.
Yeah, the seats, and there was a lot of folks that came out, which was great. So go to freestateproject.org, learn more about this movement. It's a movement full of incredible activists, and it just keeps getting better as more people move here. Freestateproject.org. Back to Erica's speech. This is her speech as a valedictorian graduating from high school, and she's telling it like it is, talking about how kids want to get out of school as soon as possible, and that she was the most successful slave, the most successful of all of them. She doesn't believe she's smarter than the rest of her class, but that she was the best at doing what she was told and working within the system. She says, I contest I'm a human being, that I'm a thinker, an adventurer, and not a worker. A worker is someone who's set trapped within repetition, a slave of the system set up before him. But now I have successfully shown that I was the best slave. I did what I was told to the extreme. While others sat in class and intended to become doodled to later become great artists, I sat in class to take notes and become a great test taker. While others would come to class without their homework done because they were reading about an interest of theirs, I never missed an assignment. While others were creating music and writing lyrics, I decided to do extra credit, even though I never needed it. So I wonder, why did I even want this position? Sure, I earned it, but what will come of it? When I leave educational institutionalism, will I be successful or forever lost? I have no clue about what I want to do with my life. I have no interest because I saw every subject of study as work, and I excelled at every subject just for the purpose of excelling. not learning. And quite frankly, now I'm scared. John Taylor Gatto, a retired schoolteacher and activist critical of compulsory schooling, and I highly recommend reading his stuff, it's very good. He asserts that we could encourage the best qualities of youthfulness, curiosity, adventure, resilience, the capacity for surprising insight simply by being more flexible about time, texts, and tests, by introducing kids into truly competent adults, and by giving each student what autonomy he or she needs in order to take a risk every now and then. But we don't do that. Between these cinder block walls, says Erica, we are all expected to be the same. We are trained to ace every standardized test, and those who deviate and see light through a different lens are worthless to the scheme of public education, and therefore viewed with contempt. H.L. Mencken wrote in the American Mercury for April 1924 that the aim of public education is not to fill the young of the species with knowledge and awaken their intelligence. Nothing could be further from the truth. The aim is simply to reduce as many individuals as possible to the same safe level, to breed and train a standardized citizenry, to put down dissent and originality. That is the aim of education in the United States. Erica says, to illustrate this idea, doesn't it perturb you to learn about the idea of critical thinking? Is there really such a thing as uncritically thinking? To think is to process information in order to form an opinion. But if we are not critical when processing this information, are we really thinking? Or are we mindlessly accepting other opinions as truth? They wouldn't want you to do that in government school, would they? This was happening to me, and if it wasn't for the rare occurrence of an avant-garde 10th grade English teacher, Donna Bryan, who allowed me to open my mind and ask questions before accepting textbook doctrine.
You know, it's that teacher in high school, and you know, everybody's got one, I think, that really does open their mind, and thank goodness
for
them.
There was one for me. I would have been doomed, she says. I am now enlightened, but my mind still feels disabled. I must restrain myself and constantly remember how insane this ostensibly sane place really is. And now, here I am, in a world guided by fear, a world suppressing the uniqueness that lies inside each of us, a world where we can either acquiesce to the inhuman nonsense of corporatism and materialism or insist on change. We are not enlivened by an educational system that clandestinely sets us up for jobs that could be automated, for work that need not be done, for enslavement without fervency for meaningful achievement. We have no choices in life when money is our motivational force. Our motivational force ought to be passion, but this is lost from the moment we step into a system that trains us rather than inspires us. And she is so right that the system, and she's, you know, being facing this on the what the experts like John Taylor Gatto have said, the system is designed to create a worker bee. It's designed to create an unquestioning, unthinking worker, a drone, who's going to step into a particular role in society and then work that role throughout their life, presumably to retirement, which they will then receive a check from the government until they die, supposedly. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and health and weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flaxseeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flaxseeds right to your door.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy three, get one free! Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site, including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. wiki.freetalklive.com. Edit virtually anything you want.
The only son of the most popular president in U.S. history is a libertarian who never tells the truth to those unworthy of it. Progress, a groundbreaking documentary novel by Charles Stample. You can follow the link at freetalklive.com. We've got a banner there. Or write progressanovel@gmail.com to get the, I think it's the first chapter, completely free. It's Progress, a Novel, Experience a Libertarian Revolution. There's some times when you read a book that you feel like you should go back through it and use a highlighter to get some of the good stuff out of it so that you can more readily memorize it. I felt that way all the way through Progress. It's progressanovel@gmail.com.
All right, so we are in the midst of a speech that was given at a high school graduation by the valedictorian Erica Goldson. This was at Coxsackie Athens High School, and she's laying it out there, telling it like it is about the government indoctrination system and how it is that, as John Taylor Gatto has pointed out, and other folks that actually know a thing or two, certainly a lot more than I do about it, folks that have spent their lives inside the system, people that have researched it, the nature of the system, where it, how it originated, what its purpose really is. It's not to really give people a robust education. It's to indoctrinate them into being obedient little serfs, into making a worker drone that will not question his or her circumstances, that just wants to plug into a nice safe J-O-B for their entire lives and never really do anything of unusual value, I suppose. And you can be successful after you go to a government high school because you're competing against other people who've had a similar indoctrination. Everybody's been brought down to the same crap can level, basically. So what are we missing? What kind of exciting educational advancements and innovations are we missing? Because the government's running the show. Well, let's get back to what Erica has to say. She says, we're more than robotic bookshelves, conditioned to blurt out facts that we were taught in school. We are all very special. Every human being on this planet is so special. So, aren't we all deserving of something better, of using our minds for innovation rather than memorization, for creativity rather than futile activity, for rumination rather than stagnation? We are not here to get a degree, to then get a job, so we can consume industry-approved placation after placation. There is more, and more still. The saddest part is that the majority of students don't have the opportunity to reflect as I did. The majority of students are put through the same brainwashing techniques, and that is the right word for it, Erica. It absolutely is brainwashing. In order to create a complacent labor force working in the interests of large corporations and secretive government. And worst of all, they are completely unaware.
She's laying it on the line.
Yeah, they are completely unaware of it. I will never be able to turn back these 18 years. I can't run away to another country with an education system meant to enlighten rather than condition. This part of my life is over, and I want to make sure that no other child will have his or her potential suppressed by powers meant to exploit and control. We are human beings. We are thinkers, dreamers, explorers, artists, writers, engineers. We are anything we want to be, but only if we have an educational system that supports us rather than holds us down. A tree can grow, but only if its roots are given a healthy foundation. For those of you out there that must continue to sit in desks and yield to the authoritarian ideologies of instructors, do not be disheartened. You still have the opportunity to stand up, ask questions, be critical, and create your own perspective. Demand a setting that will provide you with intellectual capabilities that allow you to expand your mind instead of directing it. Demand that you be interested in class. Demand that the excuse, "You have to learn this for the test," is not good enough for you. Education is an excellent tool if used properly, but focus more on learning rather than getting good grades. And of course, all of these questions and demands will never succeed with the government system.
I'm not even sure that the government school taught me how to learn. You know, I think that that's what kids need more than anything is, the ability to learn and to retain knowledge, because it seemed like to me the government system taught me how to study for the next test.
I was never much for studying. I would just do the homework, and I never once really studied for a test. And as a result, I didn't get the best grades on my tests, but I did okay on the homework, and it was, you know, good enough to get me through, basically. And Sean, you were telling me today that you pretty much had the opposite approach.
I did pretty much the opposite approach. Yeah, I ignored the homework. I didn't study either. I just
nice.
I read the chapter when the teacher said read the chapter.
And then
I passed the test when the test came around. I didn't do any homework. I didn't study. I never read
any of the chapters in any of the textbooks ever.
You didn't miss anything. They were boring.
Oh, I bet. Whenever I would deal with a book, like one of their textbooks would be if there was an assignment out of the textbook. So I would do the assignment because I was doing the homework, but they would want you to define some word or whatever. And so I just flip back, and thankfully they'd put the words in bold usually that you needed to know. So I would just find the words that I was looking for and then fill in the answers.
Yeah, I like the math books where they had all the answers to all the questions in the back of the book. It made the homework really easy if I decided to.
Those were pretty rare, and usually the teacher in those classes would want to see how you got to the answer. So
I didn't do that either.
Couldn't really get around that one. Anyway, she says that education is an excellent tool, but if used properly, but focus more on learning rather than getting good grades. For those of you that work within the system that I'm condemning, I don't mean to insult. I intend to motivate. And indeed, many of those teachers know how bad it is. Many of them are well aware of how broken the system is, but they feel powerless to do anything about it, and it's probably true.
And unmotivated to do anything about it. I mean, if you rock the boat too hard, they're going to get rid of you, and you're not going to get promotions and things like that. If you're looking to move up in their structure there, beyond being a teacher, you'd move up into administration or something like that, which is where the bucks are. Not that those people have much to do with education, quite honestly. And so, you know, rocking the boat is not going to result in anything good.
Oh, and this is where I just... Oh, go ahead.
The system isn't broken. It's working just the way it's supposed to.
Yes, it's true.
They shouldn't try to... You can't fix what's not broke.
Well, and I don't think the teachers... This is where I disagree with Erica. She says to the teachers that you have the power to change the incompetencies of this system. I don't agree with that.
No.
I don't think... I mean, yeah, maybe if you had the entire Teachers Association or the Teachers Union on board with reforming the government school system, as in getting rid of the government school system and marketizing it and allowing freedom and ending the taxation and the coercion that is surrounding it. If you could actually have the Teachers Union and all of the teachers or a significant portion of the teachers get behind that idea, yeah, they might have some clout. They might be able to make some things happen.
Well, then they have the power.
And if we can just elect 250-odd libertarians to Congress, it'll all be better, right?
Right. So do they have the power individually? No. As you're saying, Mark, if they speak up and they start talking out against the very system that butters their bread, so to speak, they could be punished. And they could lose their jobs.
Likely would be punished.
Lose their pensions and all of that. And it just seems pretty unlikely to me that there's all of a sudden going to be this groundswell of government teachers that decides to turn against the very system that pays them.
She just said they had the power.
Yeah,
and they
okay.
do.
All right. She says, I know you didn't become a teacher or administrator to see your students bored. You can't accept the authority of the governing bodies that tell you what to teach, how to teach it, and that you'll be punished if you don't comply. Our potential is at stake. For those of you that are now leaving this establishment, I say, do not forget what went on in these classrooms. Do not abandon those that come after you. We are the new future, and we're not going to let tradition stand. We will break down the walls of corruption to let a garden of knowledge grow throughout America. Once educated properly, we'll have the power to do anything. And best of all, we will only use that power for good, for we will be cultivated and wise. We will not accept anything at face value. We will ask questions, and we will demand truth. So here I stand. I'm not standing here as valedictorian by myself. I was molded by my environment, by all of my peers who are sitting here watching me. I couldn't have accomplished this without all of you. It was all of you who truly made me the person I am today. It was all of you who are my competition, yet my backbone. In that way, we are all valedictorians. I am now supposed to say farewell to this institution, those who maintain it, and those who stand with me and behind me, but I hope this farewell is more of a see you later, when we're all working together to rear a pedagogic movement. But first, let's go get those pieces of paper that tell us that we're smart enough to do so. We're coming up here, 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on government school or anything you want. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at VeryBestBaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight,
Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. So head on over, freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the fact that we give you all that stuff on the house, then you can voluntarily support the show by shopping with us. Just head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. You know Amazon. They are the largest internet retailer on, I think, the entire world. It's a tremendously huge company spanning the continents, multiple continents. And you can go and get your shopping done. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through that link, Amazon remembers that they set a little cookie on your machine saying that you came from Free Talk Live. And then when you check out, you won't see anything. There's no indicator anywhere when you're checking out that money is going to be sent to us. But trust me, if you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com, Amazon will send a portion of their profits to Free Talk Live. So get your shopping done, get some stuff that you want, and get it shipped to you quick. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Of course, they've also got free Super Saver shipping, which is a great way to get stuff to you. Not so quick, but it'll be free, and that's always a good thing. In fact, I just sent a couple books to one of the activists that's in jail down in Massachusetts, Capuzzo, sent him a copy of Healing Our World, and because there was 5 cents left to trigger the free Super Saver shipping, I went ahead and sent him a copy of Lysander Spooner's No Treason as well. So did all that through Amazon.freetalklive.com. We started the show out tonight with a speech by a valedictorian, Erica, who is was graduating, Erica Goldson, graduating from Coxsackie Athens High School. And Erica is on the line with us right now. Erica, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Free Talk Live. Where is Coxsackie Athens High School?
It is in Coxsackie, New York, about 20 miles south of Albany. Yeah.
Got it.
So when you gave this speech, which, you know, was at times cajoling and at times uplifting, how did the staff react? I mean, I can only imagine that they sat there mouths agape because, as I understand it, you gave them a decoy speech.
A decoy speech. Wait a minute. You have to submit the speech. Hold on. You have to submit the speech in advance?
Yes. Well, my principal did ask everyone to submit their speeches in advance. I don't know her intention behind it. I never really talked to her that much, but I felt as though I wouldn't want to submit the speech that obviously I just wrote. So I just submitted a pseudo speech. And afterwards, I did hear that she was very upset, which is understandable. and I did get a lot of mixed reactions. A lot of teachers liked it, and then a lot of teachers didn't like it. And I haven't even talked to the people that didn't like it. I just hear it through the grapevine, really.
That's what happens.
As
many of the activists up here in New Hampshire have learned, when you take a position that is controversial, that's what's going to happen. Some people are going to really appreciate what you do, and some people are going to be very upset about it, and there's no real way to avoid that. So I'm glad you had the courage to go forth with this, because it seems to have made a splash. I don't know how big of a splash across the internet, but it certainly made it to us, and thank you for doing that. Was there some observations? It's great that you came across these messages while you were in government school, because a lot of people realize that something's wrong. Something's very wrong with this government school system, but they don't ever really figure out what it is. It's the fact that it's essentially a monopoly, almost a virtual monopoly on schooling. And, well, aren't we taught that monopolies are a bad thing? Apparently it's not the case. They want to believe it's not the case that it's a bad thing when it comes to the government.
Well, it's interesting that we are taught about monopolies and all these words in social studies class, but we don't actually learn about how they affect our lives today. We learn about them in history, but we don't actually think about today that might be affecting us.
So you said in your speech that you're not really sure what you are looking to do with your life. What, you're going to go to college anyway, even though you're not sure?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be attending university. I figured I should try it out. I did go to Hudson Valley Community College for my senior year, mm-hmm. but a university would probably be a little different. At the same time, I'm still going to stay in the public education system because I'm going to a SUNY school.
What's that?
So, State University of New York.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's still publicly funded. Right now it's proving to be very bureaucratic with everything that I have to fill out and send in and whatnot. So it'll be at least interesting to attend the school and kind of analyze that education system while I'm there.
Well, question for you. Last night, we just so happened to be talking about education last night as well, and specifically college and how, in many cases, it's a waste of money for people. Will your parents or someone else or scholarship be covering you, or is this something you're going to have to be getting loans for?
Oh, yeah. Well, the only reason I think I'm going is because my father said he'd pay for it, and
okay.
I did get some scholarship money. I was saying throughout my senior year that if I wasn't getting close to a full ride, I probably would try to find an alternative, because I was overwhelmed with the high cost of education, just like everyone else, and I wasn't going to accept being in debt for something I wasn't even sure would help with my life.
Good for you. That's a smart move. If you've got somebody covering it for you, then it's not really a big deal to spend some time trying to figure things out inside of college. But if it seems to me like if you don't know what you want to do, then bouncing around in the college at the cost of whatever the heck it'll cost is it's a pretty crazy idea, and I'm glad that you realized that. So Erica, how did you find John Taylor Gatto? What led you to him?
Well, actually, I started writing the speech, and I was sharing it with my teacher, and she actually introduced me to Gatto because what I was writing about coincided with what he wrote about, and I started reading his essays, and it worked perfectly in my speech, and I was so grateful for that.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to meet him, unfortunately. He actually came out here to New Hampshire to give a speech at one of I think it was the Liberty Forum a couple of years ago. And he's getting up there in his years, but he's still, you know, obviously a brilliant man who is, I think, affecting a lot of people's minds and infecting them in a very positive way. So he's from New York, as a matter of fact. I think he was the teacher of the year for the entire New York State at some point. I don't know how long ago that was, but quite an interesting character.
Yeah, and I actually heard that he called my house phone, but I'm away from my house right now. I'm actually in Virginia, but I have to get back to him. It's just so exciting to know that a person that you referenced, that you quoted in your own speech, is calling you about it.
Small world.
Yeah, so what's it, I mean, did you, you couldn't have imagined that you'd get this kind of, you know, hullabaloo over a speech at a high school. I mean, there's thousands of these things all across the United States, so there's thousands of valedictorians. It's not like you would have ever had the expectations. So, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, well, yeah, I'm pretty surprised. When I was writing the speech, I was thinking that I wanted it to be a great speech. I wanted it to go down with Martin Luther King Jr. You know, that was my motivation in writing the speech, to really put it out there and motivate people. And I did want to motivate the whole country, but I didn't actually expect that it would become such hullabaloo, you know, like all over the internet. I just posted it on my blog, that someone told me, you know, I should create a blog, post it on the internet, and then someone else found it and put it on SOT.net, and then it just got around, and now I'm getting contacts from people across the country, even in other countries, and it's kind of overwhelming, but at the same time, it makes me feel really great that it has inspired so many people. People have even told me that they're going to make it required reading, which, I mean, maybe a little different from the message I was sending in my speech, but it's still pretty cool.
That's great. I just like the fact that people will be being exposed to this. Everything in school is going to be required. I mean, that's just kind of the nature of it all. But
hey, Erica, have you ever visited New Hampshire?
I have not.
Oh, we've got this cool thing going on out here called the Free State Project. Have you ever heard of it?
Well, I heard about it on your radio show earlier.
Yes. People that like the idea of setting themselves free from not just the government indoctrination system, but many other aspects of their coercive, violent monopoly. They're getting together out here, and there's currently hundreds of people that have made the move, and thousands more are pledged to. I know you're not sure where you're going to go in life, but, boy, if we could have somebody with the mind of yours out here influencing people and affecting things, I think that'd be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so ready to get involved with so many projects. People are contacting me, and someone actually today contacted me saying that they would pay for a plane flight out to San Francisco just to attend a meeting for Campaign for Liberty, and it's just opening up so many opportunities for me.
It's great. It's fantastic. We're glad you're out there, and thank you so much for calling in tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Have a great night, Erica. And more coming up. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.